A bitter family feud on the Big Island has spilled out in the courts. The 4,000-acre Kahuwa Ranch is at the center of the dispute. That's the subject of today's Reality Check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Reporter Stuart Yurton is on the line. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Catherine.
Wow, so it's quite a story here, kind of a sad story.
Yes, it is sad. There is apparently a lot of ill will between this father, Monty Richards, and some of his kids, including Tim Richards, a city councilman on the Big Island. And it's a fight over some beautiful land up there on the Big Island, up near Kamuela, some of those beautiful sort of rolling ranch lands.
Yes, God's country, they call it.
Yeah, beautiful, really beautiful.
And so tell us, you make reference to the descendants. Share with our listeners what that's all about.
Well, again, it's a fight over land and the future of land. There are differences, but it is one of these. It's an old family. Again, the founder, sort of the patriarch who set up this trust was Atherton Richards. He had been a president of Dole Pineapple Company, a Bishop Estate trustee, a well-known figure. His parents were well-known, and again, he set up this land, or set up this trust, owning this ranch, and is so it is one of these old Kamaina families in a fight over their estate.
And so is there any, I don't know, hope on the horizon that this is going to get settled out soon?
That's a really good question. I don't know. I quoted a law professor in the story, Frances Miller, who teaches at UH, Trust and Estates Law. She said she had heard from people after the story ran, and that it's very likely to be continuing for a while.
Right, and at the heart of the issue is whether the trust was breached.
Yeah, it's really there are kind of three things. You've got, you know, trustees have fiduciary duties, one thing, and that's usually under the law. You've got a trust document itself that kind of guides what the trustee is supposed to do and not do. And then in this case, you've got corporations law also kind of coming into play. And it's really a question of think about it like this. Atherton Richards left the property to his kids, I mean, to his nieces and nephews, but he also left part use of the income from the ranch to his brother for the lifetime of his brother. The question is, and made the brother the trustee. The question is, did the brother, Monty, exceed his authority under the trust document and the trust law when he was administering the trust? And that's really the key question.
Okay, we'll just have to stay tuned. We'll see if another movie is made of this descendant story. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Honolulu Civil Beat brings us the Reality Check, a regular feature on The Conversation. To read Stuart Yurton's full story, visit civilbeat.org.